Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, your weekly dose of accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. Here's your host, Mike Jezoshek, CPA.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. Today we have a special guest on, Matt Ruttenberg over at Life Inc. Retirement Services. And for those of you that have been listening to the podcast for a while, know that Matt is our preferred go-to vendor when it's anything business retirement. And Matt's been on the show quite a bit. So Matt, welcome back.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
Excellent. And so today's topic, we're talking about how does the SECURE 2.0 Act affect 401ks? And I know that there's been a lot of things going on around this and some really good things for business owners. So Matt, I'm going to kind of open up the door to you to just kind of, you know, let our listeners know what is the SECURE Act 2.0 and kind of what are some of the changes that are coming from it?
Yeah, the SECURE 2.0 Act is an update basically to SECURE, I guess we can call it 1.0 now. And that was back in 2019. So it's been about 3 years since they came out with 1.0. And the tax credits, as we were talking before this, are just huge, huge, huge amount of tax credit. That's the biggest change. I think I want to focus on that mostly. There's a lot to do with the retirement plans in general. And there's also a lot to do on an individual basis that I'll touch on as far as some new rules and things like that. But I want to mainly focus on, you know, business owners, how it affects 401k plans from a business owner perspective.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So let's talk tax credits, and because that's a lot of the reasons why we do this, right? And why we create these plans. And there's three main tax credits now. 2.0 brought a third. So there was two before, now there's a third. And the first one, we'll just call it the administration tax credits. All right. The administration tax credits are $250 per participant. Non-highly compensated participants. So what I mean by non-highly compensated, and I want to, there's a lot of changes. So I want to reference my, my cheat sheets here, today while we're talking, but a highly compensated employee that we've talked about before is the owner, the spouse of the owner, or maybe children of the owner. So let's just call it an immediate family member. There's some other rules in there, but it's $150,000 or more if you're not an owner. And basically, if you're an employee, you're not really an owner, and it's $150,000 more, you are held to the same rules as the owner is the best way to explain it. So that goes into annual testing and things like that. So in regards to the tax credit, it's $250 per person up to 100% of your administration fees, right? So before, it was only 50%. So this is up to 50 employees. Once you go over that to 100, it then cuts it back down into 50% range. So for example, let's say you have 8 non-highly compensated participants. That's going to give you a total of $2,000 of tax credits. So $250 times 8 is $2,000. That's going to be 100%. That'll go towards 100% of your administration and record keeper costs. So for example, if you have to pay that $2,000 per year, the whole tax credit wipes out that cost for you. Okay. So that's number one. Number two is the auto enroll. And this has been around since the first one. So auto enrollment. So instead of, this is pretty simple. It's $500 flat. This goes for the first 3 years. And so does the administration tax credit as well. That's also for the first 3 years of a new plan starting in 2023. These are all new plans starting in 2023 rules. So it's a $500 tax credit for auto enrollment, and that goes for 3 years. That basically goes up to 100 employees, right? If you have under 100 employees, you qualify for that. And simply all you have to do is create an opt-out plan instead of an opt-in plan. And this is actually going to be a requirement in a few years that you have to have an opt-out plan instead of opt-in. And the idea is that we got to get more people to save for retirement. That's the rules of the IRS here. So basically, the employees have to sign a form that says, I don't want to participate, versus signing a form to participate. That goes into some other questions about where do you invest and things like that, which we'll talk about another time. So that's the second one. That's the second tax credit. So those were around in the Secure 1.0, but it increased a little bit because it's going up to 100% of your administration costs versus just 50%.
Okay, one second there, Matt. On the administrative, you mentioned it's for new plans that are opened up in 2023 moving forward, and it qualifies for the first 3 years. So in your example, you have 8 employees that are part of a retirement plan. It'll cover up to $250 per employee, so $2,000 of your administrative costs, and that would be in year 1, year 2, year 3, year 4, no credit. Is that correct?
Yeah, for those two, year 4, it's back down to 0. You get no tax credit for those.
Okay. And the auto enroll, that's a $500 credit for the first 3 years. Is that just a $500 just one time, no per employee or anything like that?
No,
change your plan to be an auto enroll, it's $500 one time.
Exactly.
For 3 years.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you had a plan started in 2021 that you are now changing to auto enroll in 2023, does that factor in anything?
Our understanding is, and there's a lot of clarifications, and maybe when this podcast releases, things will change. But as of today, as of us recording this podcast, the answer is no, but things could change. There's a lot of things that we're waiting on clarification for. There may be amending something here and there. There's a lot of releases for 2023, and then there's more for 2024 and 2025. So as of today, the focus on the clarity that we're getting is focused on 2023. So now if you had a 2021 and you implemented the plan and it's an opt-in plan, you're not getting those tax credits and you're still getting the 50% of the administration tax credit as well. You don't get that 100%, unfortunately. So it doesn't backdate. It's for 2023 moving forward.
Makes sense. And for those of our listeners, you know, whenever the government releases something, they have this big plan and this big idea that passes legislator. And then it comes down to like actually putting that into paper and, okay, what does this actually mean? And so there's always a lot of questions, a lot of gray areas, a lot of items that nobody knows how it's going to be treated. And you either have to wait for clarification or you have to wait for somebody to choose a route and then get challenged by it and either win or lose. And you find out that way. So
that's right.
There's a lot of times where these things pass and it's not just black or white. There is some definite gray area. So, okay. So we got the administrative, the auto enroll that has some changes specifically for 2023 moving forward, new plans. Go ahead. I know there was another credit that you wanted to talk through then.
Yeah, this is the newest and the biggest tax credit. And there's a lot of calculations involved in formulas. So we've been building out all sorts of formulas to make sure this is accurate. But this is a contribution. We'll call it the contribution tax credit. And this is phenomenal. And it's up to $1,000 per participant who makes $100,000 or less per year. Which, from our understanding, there has been no clarification, which, like you mentioned, they could backdate all this. But that includes ownership and highly compensated, which would be, you know, if you're not an owner, you're making $100,000, you would not be considered that. So, but that includes ownership. So, we are actively trying to get that clarified because it really, right now, it states simply $100,000 FICA or less is what it's saying. And $1,000 per person to offset a match or a contribution is what it's doing. That's for the first 2 years. It does that. And then it goes down to 75% of that number and then 50% and then 25% and then goes away after 5 years. So basically it allows us to design potentially, depending on the company, depending on record keepers and things like that, you could have a net zero plan for the first at least 3 years and potentially the first 5 years of these things. But basically what it's doing is it's saying you can even do this with a profit sharing contribution from what we've seen. And meaning if you want to give a straight $1,000 to everybody or a straight $1,000 as an employee contribution match or something like that, then you can do this also covers that. So it has a huge amount of magnitude. Now this goes up to 50 employees. You qualify if you're under 100 employees. Okay. So the $1,000 goes towards up to the first 50. And then the calculation changes slightly to where every person above 50, it depletes the entire calculation by 2%. Okay. So I don't want to get in the weeds on that, obviously, but it basically will slowly starting to diminish down your tax credits once you, so it peaks at 50 and it starts going down slowly after that.
And this is for new plans in 2023 and moving forward.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
New 401k plans. And it looks like they're including simple IRAs as well.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Yeah. Is this just 401ks? Is this simple IRAs as well?
Simple IRAs, from what we can see, are the administration tax credits for sure. We're getting clarification on contributions. I think it does go towards that as well. I don't see why it wouldn't, but it's been kind of difficult to, with the wording they're using is a little unclear. Let's just put it that way. So I know the administration tax credits work towards the simple, and we think the contribution tax credits do go towards that as well.
Excellent. So, I mean, kind of what I'm hearing, Matt, is that if you're a business that doesn't have a retirement plan in place, you know, now is a great time to do that, just for the fact that we have three different credits that we could really be taking advantage of and really being able to reward your employees in a way that the government's going to help fund that.
Yeah.
And Matt, I'm just thinking this through, and I'm thinking, okay, the government's plan here is saying, we're going to incentivize this because, you know, once you start it, once you get 3 years into this, you're not just going to stop this. And so it's kind of an award saying, okay, we're going to help incentivize this for the first 3 years. And then the hope is that all these businesses are going to continue it moving forward.
Growth.
And then it's great for employees and great for everyone. So it's kind of like an investment from the government saying, we're willing to put some money up front for you to help take care of your employees long-term past just what we're looking to help out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The idea is to get the plan up and running and then hopes that the profitability grows over the next 3 to 5 years to help offset that. It's a clear goal here. Obviously, they need people to save. They want people to save for retirement on their own. And these tax credits are definitely helping to get the ball moving and to get the contributions going. So totally agree. And I wanted to go through kind of an example to show some specific numbers. And we do have a calculator that we just released as of today that goes through and able to take about 30 seconds. You'll be able to see these numbers yourself.
And if you guys want to check out that calculator, if you look in the show notes, there'll be a link to a blog post. On that blog post, you'll be able to find that calculator directly in there and get you connected to Matt if you're looking to set up an account. And first off, want to kind of find out what's available for credits, go to the calculator. And then if you are saying, yeah, I think it's time that we want to start a plan or revisit our plan or whatever it might be, you'll have access to kind of get connected with Matt.
Ask me questions. I like to answer questions for everybody. So no pressure on that. So let's look at kind of I call an average small business. Let's say there's 15 total employees. All right. There'll be 10 participants in the plan, right? So not everybody, but some, or most anyway. And let's say that two of those are the owner, maybe an owner and a spouse, or maybe a partnership or something like that. So there's 8 non-highly compensated participants involved, right? And then all of them make under 100,000, all right? So we have the 15 total, 10 people contributing, including ownership, and 8 of those are non-highly compensated employees that earn under $100,000. So with that being said, you would get a $2,000 administration credit for the first 3 years, plus the $500 auto enrollment credit, okay, $2,500. Then for the contribution credit for the first 2 years, you get $8,000, $1,000 per participant, like I mentioned, that was under the 100,000. And that is a total for the first 2 years of $10,500 in tax credits for the first 2 years. And then it slowly starts getting lower and lower. It's $8,500, then $4,000, then $2,000. So you can see how it adds up. And that's not a large size company, right? I mean, I've seen these get much larger than $10,500 on what they're going to be getting, what we're estimating for this. It's substantial. It's absolutely substantial.
Yeah, I think it's just eye opening and such a great opportunity for business owners. And we're going to talk about in our annual, we do an annual episode with Matt where we talk about what retirement options are available. But as part of that topic, we say, you know, what's the purpose for retirement? And, and there's a lot of different reasons, but one of them is to just help get and retain great employees. As we all know, employees, finding good employees is a struggle in this climate that we're in right now. But here's an opportunity where you can really let this retirement be a great selling point and a great way to attract those employees or retain those employees And the government's going to help fund that, a good portion of that or all of it, for the first couple of years, which is I think is just a great opportunity. Something that so many business owners were doing this to begin with, like they want to take care of their employees through this method. But now there's just free opportunities or more opportunities for that to be funded by the government versus the actual business, which allows you to get more employees or put more money back into the business, which I think is just a great opportunity.
Yeah. The side narrative to all this, you know, obviously they want you as a person, as an individual, to save for retirement, and they want you to help as a business owner your employees, but it helps you become more competitive in the marketplace. So like, yeah, you are against your competition for business, but you're also up against your competition for employees. And this will help you create a nice retirement package to keep you competitive.
I love it. And again, those of you that are listening, we're going to have a blog post in the show notes. We're going to kind of go through this in more detail. There's also going to be opportunities to reach out to Matt, his team, fill out the calculator. Like I said, Matt's a trusted partner of ours, been working with him for a while, and he's just been great for our clients and our listeners. So if you have questions, Matt's more than happy to jump on. But Matt, before we let go of this episode, anything else related to this? I know it's a big act and there's a lot of different things in there, but any other kind of key things that you think are important, at least in the context of kind of what we've been talking about today?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. And I think what I'll do is I'll send you the summary that we have that you can put in the show notes as well. But from an employer perspective, right? I'm just going to list some of these things off here, and this doesn't cover anywhere near all of it, but solo 401ks, we talked about before that you have the employee contribution, employer contribution. The employee contribution historically was due by 1231, right? So you as an employee of your own company, which is $22,500 for 2023, the first year of a solo now pushes that deadline back for the employee portion. Same deadline as the employer portion, which is when you file your taxes, including extensions, just for the first year of a new implemented solo 401k plan. So that was pretty big. I thought that causes a lot of problems for, you know, maybe some people who didn't really think about it until the last minute. It pushes that back a little bit. So this is for 2023 only, not 2022. So we're past that. We can't do that for 2022. This is interesting, and we're trying to get some clarification on how they're going to do this, but Roth employer matches and non-elective contributions into the Roth, including what we've seen, maybe even SEP in simple contributions. So, which historically was only pre-tax. So how they're going to pull this off, how it's going to be tracked, we don't know yet. That's something. This is a big one. Matching student loan payments. This is huge. So in 2020, they've been trying to do this for a long time, and there were some one-off companies doing this, but for 2024 moving forward, an employer can match a student loan payment, and the match will go into the 401k for them. So if the priority for an employee is to pay off a student loan, they can still get that matching contribution in 401k. That's big. Part-time eligibility reduced to 2 years. So before, we said 500 hours over the last 3 years is where part-time employees are now eligible in the 401k. That was the Secure 1.0. Now it's 2 years. We kind of saw that one coming. So employees, part-time employees with 500 to 1,000 are now eligible. And this is for 2025. This goes into 2025. For two consecutive years, now they are eligible to participate. They can be different rules, which we'll talk about another time. You don't have to match them, but they just have to be able to get into the plan, basically. And you can now, in 2024, you can convert a simple IRA mid-year into a 401k or safe harbor 401k. Before, you had to shut it down, wait till the next year, which is extremely cumbersome. And now you can do that mid-year and switch it over. And then again, the required auto enrollment is in the year 2025. And there's a lot of individual updates as well, like hardship withdrawals, RMDs are changed a little bit, so on and so forth. You can switch a 529 plan over to a Roth. Up to $35,000 now, and that's coming. So that was interesting. That was one of my biggest arguments against the 529 is you had to use it for school. So now you can up to $35,000 move it over to a Roth option.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. So that kind of covers it. There's more in that summary. I'll have you share, and then you can look into it. Ask me any questions.
Yeah, no, that's super helpful. So, Matt, I just want to say thanks for jumping back on with us again. I know you wanted to get something out there for the Secure 2.0 Act, and this is just great news for employers and as well as employees. It sounds like there's some really cool opportunities there as well. So
yeah.
Those of you that have questions, reach out to Matt from Life Inc. Retirement Services. Check out the blog post in the show notes. You can find all of his information and reach out directly to him there. So Matt, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mike.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review and share with other business owners. You can find previous episodes and more information at www.taxsavingspodcast.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.